There have been no signs of terrorism involved in this accident in Baltimore. Meanwhile, the search and the rescue operations continue. That heavily traveled bridge carried Interstate 695 over the river in Baltimore. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our issue today that we're speaking on, and you need to listen to the whole broadcast to tie the pieces together to get the thrust of what we're saying. The Marxist mantra that says, for the common good. We're being told that in different terms by this administration and by the Clinton administration and by the Obama administration, and it's all coming to a crescendo today. Ladies and gentlemen, the fundamental change that Obama spoke of, today we're seeing that taking place with what we've known as the United States of America for some almost 250 years now. We're watching the Biden administration undermine, tear down, and destroy it, and this is the finality of that fundamental change for the globalists, for those that are the ones looking to basically destroy anything that's called the sovereignty of the United States of America. The Biden administration hates America, hates Christians, and all that we stand for. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is out to tear down and destroy our Bill of Rights. Listen, if the Bill of Rights is gone, if we have the evisceration, the total destruction, annihilation of the Bill of Rights, America's gone. And the first 2 amendments, the freedom of speech, which includes religious liberties, and the right to keep and bear arms. By the way, the right to keep and bear arms, our founding fathers put it in there, for we the people to protect ourselves against the government. It's not, the Second Amendment is not there to give us the right to go hunting and fishing and catching livestock to eat. It's to protect us from the government, as our founding fathers foresaw the potentiality. Ladies and gentlemen, our freedom of speech and our religious liberties. We're now awaiting this. Did you know we're awaiting the Supreme Court to make a decision on whether the First Amendment is authentic? I'm using that term. They didn't. A week ago, the Supreme Court heard the oral arguments, the crescendo of 2 cases coming together dealing with the freedom of speech. They heard oral arguments for about 90 minutes. They're supposed to render a decision sometimes in April or May. And the decision is going to be, do we really have full freedom of speech? Does the First Amendment really mean what we've always been told that it means? Do we have the freedom to speak? Now, they've been encroaching on freedom of speech for years now, building up this that some things are hate speech, I might say something that you hate, but it's not hate speech. There's no such thing as hate speech. And yet the freedom of speech is under attack today. If they can take away our freedom of speech, our religious liberty is gone. We're waiting that Supreme Court decision. Does this freedom protect we the people from the government? Supposed to. But now, Ketanji Jackson, the lady that's on the Supreme Court that does not know what a woman is. In fact, I was watching something on internet the other day, and this man was making fun of her. He said, "You don't know what a woman is? It's your mama, it's your mama, it's your mama," he said. But that same one is now saying that we cannot allow the freedom of speech to be restricted for the government, because the government should not be restrained from its freedom of speech. Therefore, the government should have the freedom to restrict our freedom of speech if it is something that the government feels might be necessary to protect us. Goes back to my mantra today that I'm using, the mantra of the Marxist Socialist Communist Party, is the common good. Everything that's being done is for the common good. It's to help you and it's to help everybody. That's the mindset. But ladies and gentlemen, the first thing that they're attacking, when I say they, the Democratic Socialist Marxist Communist Party that's in control today under the Biden administration, they're literally targeting Christians. Targeting Christians. In fact, here's an article. Biden called out on evidence that he's targeting Christians. The federal government's attack on Christians gained prominence under Barack Obama when he insisted that faith-based organizations must pay for the abortion for employees as part of the health care insurance. No exemptions, he demanded, and those conscience protections for hospitals or doctors who objected to the wanton destruction of the unborn babies had to go, he insisted. Now, Joe Biden, when he took office, took up where Obama left off, changing rules so that emergency room physicians supposedly were required to perform abortions on demand. And he added his favorite agenda, transgenderism. Suddenly Christian schools are told to let boys in the girls' showers, locker rooms, dressing rooms, bathrooms, etc., etc. Then more rules changes happened to so that more and more Christian groups and organizations were told that they must participate in, they must fund or advance Biden's leftist agenda. Many were biblically offensive. Now, a commentary from the James Dobson Family Institute is warning of more evidence of Biden's instigating the war against Christians and how it's growing. The report was written by Gary Bauer, said the evangelical Christians, as the Biden administration sees the evangelical Christians, as a threat to America. And he's outraged to learn that according to material coming out of the Biden administration, we are a threat, according to Biden. He wrote, a recent diversity, equity, and inclusion toolkit on religious tolerance produced by the Biden administration recommended to users a resource guide. Among the resources listed is its website with articles that only can be called evangelicals a threat, but also said our influence, that's the evangelical influence, must be rooted out, hear me, must be rooted out of society. The report explains it is Biden's outline online posted call, Allied Against Hate, a toolkit for faith communities, it claims. One website piece, the report explained, actually claimed that Christian Zionist evangelicals were the greater threat to Jews than Palestine, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11:3 says. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in a battle. It's a spiritual battle. It's a demonic attempt to destroy the United States of America. And they claim that it is for the good of all. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are. Thanks for sitting in for me yesterday.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I certainly hope and pray that we did a good enough job to be able to reach the audience with some pertinent information that would certainly help us in our Christian walk and to help us to wake up and smell the coffee.
Amen. Amen.
Because there are so many things going on, and we talked about yesterday the days of deception, and you're speaking pretty much in that same direction today, because I have to believe, Dr. Youngblood, that I heard you say something about them saying something about things that they're doing for the common good.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and this is what I get from that, I believe the common good is a new social bracket that they have put themselves into that doesn't include us,
mm-hmm.
but them. They're calling themselves the common good. And when you look at their agenda, it has not changed. I mean, when we look at all the lies that's out there, I mean, in other words, what I'm saying, when they started off with the lie, they have never stopped. I mean, they're working in every area. And I just want to say, the same thing pretty much would have said on yesterday. But the things that they are doing have broken our government. I mean, we are being hurt at the educational level, at the financial level, all levels of life. And, of course, you know, as we have talked about on the program many other times, what we used to know as the norm will never be anymore.
That's right.
So we need to get a grip on that. Now, I read something from President Thomas Jefferson on yesterday, and I want to read that again today about the separation of church and state, because the state, when we look at government, doesn't have any reason. They don't have any right to come into the church and to tell us what to do. All right, this
That's
is
right.
what Thomas Jefferson wrote in a letter to the Danbury Baptist. He said, "Believing with you that religion is a matter which lies solely between man and his God, that he owes account to none other for his faith or his worship, that the legitimate powers of government reach actions only and not opinions, I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declare that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state." And he went on further to say, "Confining myself, therefore, to the duties of my station, which are merely temporal, be assured that your religious rights shall never be infringed by any act of mine." Now, that's a clear statement coming from President Thomas Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And it seems to clarify the fact that on his watch, he wasn't intending to infringe upon the rights of those who want to exercise their right for the freedom of religion.
Now, absolutely. In fact, Dr. Davis, I can jump in and say this for a moment. In fact, that Thomas Jefferson said guarantees that there is a wall of separation between church and state, and that wall is that the state cannot enter into the church's business. That's the wall. In fact, you can go to, what is it, King Uzziah, 1 Chronicles chapter 26, where he went in and wanted to offer a sacrifice, and 81 priests, the high priest and 80 other priests said, "Don't do it. Don't do it, King. You're not a priest. You can't go in and offer sacrifice in the temple of God." He did. God killed him.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
You can think for a moment with the connotations of that as to what we see taking place today, where through the Biden administration, the Obama administration, the Clinton administration, they're wanting to force the church, take Christians, conservatives, and patriots, and simply tell us what we need to do, how we need to live, what we need to do. And it is the control of the Christian, because the mindset is, we the believers, we the Christians, we the conservatives, if there's any element of salvation, deliverance in our nation, it will come through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will come through the believer. And I'm thankful that you had shared that with the listeners yesterday.
Let me share this one. I did not get a chance to read this one on yesterday, but the Delaware Charter of 1701, this is what it says. "All persons who also profess to believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, shall be capable to serve this government in any capacity." That's the Delaware Charter of 1701. Now, I don't understand why they don't want Christians. And this is another thing, too, that Christians need to be aware of, that we need to run for office. That's what we need right now. We need godly people in positions of authority that can help change some of this stuff, the laws and different things that they are passing that are totally destroying the morals, the Christian morals that this country was built upon. Mm-hmm. Right. They have lost their direction. So the only way that they're going to get back, I mean, we're going to be able to recover the United States of America for the common good of the Christians. Let me put it that way. It's for us to put people who are saved in positions of authority that can help change and put this country back in the right direction.
And Dr. Davis, before I let you go, I'm going to add a footnote to that. Christians that go into office need to have conviction that will not compromise and use the term crossing over the aisle, that we are going to have a partnership with the devil and cross the aisle, reaching over the aisle, and compromise. We have too many today that as Christians, professing Christians, go into office and they decide, well, I've been convinced by the other side, been convinced by the demonic team on the other side that I need to compromise in order to get along, I'm going along. In order to go along, I'm going to compromise. We need Christians that will not compromise. I'm praying that Mike Johnson will not compromise. Now, there's the furor because he passed the $1.2 trillion bill. I'm against that bill, 100%. But I don't believe they need to remove him from office because of it. But it was compromise. Amen. It was compromise. Let's face it. God does not want the Christian to compromise. We need to have conviction that what God's word says, that settles it, and we need to stick to it regardless of what the other side of the aisle says. And that's what is needed today, as you well know, and our listeners need to understand. What's needed today in America are Christians that will not compromise, Christians that will defend our faith, Christians that will take a stand and not let the Biden administration or any governmental agency tell us what we can or cannot do, spiritually speaking. That is simply something that we need to take the stand on. Dr. Davis, thank Amen. You so much. Thank you so much for your comment. Spot on with that. Well needed for today. God bless you. Amen. Keep looking up.
To put Go it ahead. Like the old saints used to say, it's time out for taking wooden nickels.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you so much. God bless you. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, one of the things that I wanted to point out, and I'm, as you've mentioned this before too, is how incremental this has been.
Yes.
This did not happen in a period of a short time. Well, a lot has happened in the last 4 years since Biden has been in the mix. Back in the 1960s when prayer was removed from school, that was one thing. Then, I mean, it's been an incremental decline in what is right or what is accepted by our leaders is what is the right thing to do. But what I want people to understand that, you know, even if you vote as a Democrat and you buy all the stuff that they say and you believe all the Trump hysteria, all the things that they say about Trump that always work out not to be true.
Right.
The elites of the world do not care about you either. I mean, as a Democrat, they don't care about you.
Right.
You are just a tool in their kit to advance their agenda. Only Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Clintons and all the elites that think that they know what is good for all of us, they will be in charge, and you will be just like all of us Trump supporters. You will be you will have nothing. You will own nothing. You will have no choices in life. You will have no choice about whether you want to take a vaccine or not. You won't have a choice about whether you want to drive an electric car or have a gas-powered engine. You won't have choices anymore. You'll be just like all of us because they do not care about the normal, the regular, everyday people. They only care about the elite. As you said, at their meeting, they'll be eating filet mignon, and we'll be eating bugs.
Yes, so. That's their goal. That's their goal, and that's literally what they were doing this last meeting. And one of the things you touched on is the fact, and I'll elaborate further, the socialist Marxist media, the socialist Marxist legislators, the communists that are in charge in the legislative process, they do not recognize that they're simply the useful idiots for the globalist mindset of the Klaus Schwab and others, that they'll be the first ones eliminated when the world is, the nation is turned upside down with the total transformation that Barack Obama set in place. But the whole point that I want our listeners to understand today, we as Christians need to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, to recognize that we have a dual system of justice, and it goes back to just as in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there was a dual system of justice, and where even Pilate recognized that the religious leaders and the political leaders were wanting to crucify Jesus because of envy, he said. Right at this very moment, Miranda, and I think you recognize that many may not, that it's because of envy of Donald J. Trump that the prosecutorial lawfare is taking place to try to prevent him from being reelected. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is Jesus. That's not the point at all. But it's the same demonic mindset that crucified Jesus with a dual system that we see in place today. As the little boy says, it ain't changed. In all these centuries, it's still the same demonic approach that's being taken. And we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as patriots, need to recognize that and take a stand for truth in the days that we're living in. Thank you so much for your call, your input. Spot on. Thank you. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over to questions or comments, please.
I mean, it's sad, brother. What's going on in America? And all we can do as Christians is pray, because what else can you do when you got a unhinged, loony, liberal judge up in Michigan or Illinois. Did you see about that? That it was okay for illegal to carry and to buy weapons, to buy guns. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that? My question is, how do they do the background check? How does he get fingerprinted when he's an illegal? I mean, I don't see a head or legs to this mindset of the liberals. I mean,
the bottom line is they're exempt. They're exempt from having a mask. They're exempt from having to get a COVID shot. They're exempt from having to work. They're exempt from having to have a background check. In fact, many of them are getting fast-tracked for the green card, and most Americans are not aware of it, so that by the time the election comes up in November, they'll have the green card. They've got photo IDs that's being issued to them. They have the cell telephones. They have the funds that's being paid through the NGOs, through the federal coffers, our tax money, so they don't have to work. I watched one of the videos, Jose, of a illegal invader laying on his back laughing while the camera is videotaping him. I don't know if he's holding the camera or if his friend, and he's talking about Joe Biden helped them, Joe Biden paid them, Joe Biden is going to take care of them, et cetera, et cetera. The whole thing is they're all ingratiated to Joe Biden and will vote Biden in November. And out of the about 13 million invaders that's come in, I believe we'll wind up seeing anywhere from 1 to 5 million of those voting in the November election. Right, so it is sad to see that taking place.
It is. And don't get me wrong, brother. As a Latino myself and my wife, we feel so mad. This guy is from Venezuela. I don't have anything but YouTube. I don't have nothing else. And this clown, criminal, is a step-by-step, like the tutorial. How do you steal from Walmart? How do you steal from CVS? And they just had a little gear, and he's telling the idiot that are following him how to lie to the system using his daughter's social security, and it's like a tutorial. Now he's teaching the squatters how to get into the properties and how to live there for free. And guess what? He got rewarded with the green card already. He's been in the country less than a year. Even though the Hispanic community and myself, they've been asking immigration to deport this criminal, because what he's doing is teaching how to break the law. Shamelessly, how to steal from Walmart, a tutorial. He's like laughing, and he got rewarded with a green card. I mean, this is so upsetting, brother. I had no words, to be honest. I'm out of my mind, and I'm like, Lord, what's going on? There's no rule or law. There's nothing. And the clown in the White House with all the Democrats are doing anything. They said there's not a crisis. So if this is not a crisis, what it is, brother? This is mind-boggling, to be honest, brother. All we can do, and sad to say, hoping and pray that Trump get elected and he start deportations as soon as possible. Get rid of all those asylum fakers, because those are fakers. And somebody needs to go by the law and make the law be a bye-bye. These people, they just laughing at the American people. It's sad to say, brother. And that's my comment.
Absolutely. Jose, you're exactly right. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article from ACLJ, Jay Sekulow's organization. This is getting really bad, and we're worried that so many may not be ready for the coming avalanche. Biden and the radical left are spearheading an insidious war on Christians and the Christian faith. Kids are being banned from praying in school. Bible studies are banned in senior living centers. The deep state FBI placing spies in our churches, and banks have been forced to report when you buy a Bible. If this continues, we could lose everything we fought for in America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I could not have stated it any more succinctly. We need to understand what is happening in our nation. But go back in history. Go back and look at the time of the Lord Jesus. This is not new that we're faced with. Jesus faced the same kind of hatred for truth. Jesus faced the same kind of hatred for morals and values. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, it was the political and religious leaders that charged Jesus with a crime. Jesus went through six illegal, we'd call them unconstitutional, six illegal arrests and trials late Thursday night, early Friday morning, where the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. He was found guilty, and he was crucified. Yet Jesus was one, according to Scripture, had no sin, did no sin, and could do no sin. He was sinless. Perhaps you recall, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Scriptures, when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, what is called Palm Sunday, the people were rejoicing, thronging him, praising him, placing palm branches on the pathway before him. But just 7 days later, many of those same people screamed, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him." We're seeing that today, ladies and gentlemen. They're saying, "Release Barabbas, and he's the real criminal, but crucify Jesus." The Bible says, even Pilate, and I mentioned that a moment ago, even Pilate recognized that they were doing this to Jesus because of envy, jealousy. So what is taking place today? And I'm not saying that Donald Trump is Jesus. That's not the point at all. But it's the same demonic mindset, where today we have a dual system, where the judicial system is using lawfare to try to destroy Trump and saying, "Release Biden, release Joe Biden, release Jim Biden, release Jill Biden, release Hunter Biden. Let them be set scot-free. Don't pay attention to what they're doing. Pay attention to any phone call that Trump makes. Pay attention to anything that he does. Try to break him financially. Try to destroy him politically. Try to remove him from the candidacy where he may be elected this November." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same mindset. It is a demonic mindset. They're using the term for the good of the people. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not for the good of the child of God. We need to recognize that is what is taking place today. Biden and all of his circle of thugs have sold America out for 30 pieces of silver, if you will. May I say to you, we need to recognize, especially in this Easter season, what is taking place. It is a demonic allurement to cause Christians, conservatives, and patriots to sit back and relax and not pay attention, therefore to be silent and allow this to continue to destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located